Coast Radio News for Monday, March 1st, 2021. I'm George Henry. On Saturday, the Oregon Department of Transportation reported the crew successfully removed the drill rig that had crashed to the ocean floor during reconstruction of a retaining wall at milepost 170.5. Large cranes removed the wreckage that subsequently finished the work that required a road closure from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The road is now open earlier than expected, but ODOT says that you can still expect delays at the construction site until mid-March. For times and updated reports, ODOT recommends contacting tripcheck.com or calling 511. We'll have more news after this from Oregon Pacific Bank. As restaurants reopened in Florence over the weekend, Lane County Public Health noted 4 new COVID-19 cases for the Florence area. After several weeks of minimal additions to the count, the 97439 zip code now has 166 total cases. Total Lane County numbers are still decreasing, with only 91 new cases over the previous 3-day period. There were 1,013 cases statewide over the same period, with Sunday's numbers dropping below 300. The state is also closing in on 1 million doses of the vaccine administered and has received a total of 1,194,495 doses as of Sunday. Wednesday's vaccination clinic at the Florence Event Center has been filled. Over 3,000 eligible registered for the 1,000 available doses. Jason Davis with Lane County Public Health says that they are working on setting up another clinic and hope to release the information soon. Lane County has begun receiving significantly more doses of the vaccine to be able to have more rural vaccination clinics. Florence City Council will meet this evening. They will consider a bid for the project that will replace the 9th Street water line. The Lasky Clifton Corporation has bid $2,027,015 for the work. The Lasky Clifton Corp was the low bidder. The city received 4 other bids for the project. They will also work on deciding on a sign adjustment for the Children's Repertory of Oregon workshop. Crow founder and artistic director Melanie Hurd is requesting a sign be placed where a previously sign had been erected. The adjustment is required due to the distancing requirements from other signs that may be on the property. City Council meets this evening at 5:30 through the virtual GoTo webinar program. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, March 1st, 2021.